It's time for the emergency break of the week.
How much does that cost?
Since about 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Three digits.
That includes the decimal point.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
My wife's nickname in college was three digits.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Wow. Rough.
Jeez.
Right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is Marconi award-winning.
None of the rest of us would dare try a joke like that. Well, maybe someone else sitting at this table would.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
But I try the act, but not the joke.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you three candidates, and we give you the opportunity, since this is America, to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. Speaking of bad radio and Dan, yesterday as they were getting their show started, Dan was not listening to the show. He wasn't listening in particular to Bob. Although after you hear this, there is some controversy that erupted after this, and it caused another slight disagreement between Bob and Dan. But either way, this did stop down their show yesterday.
And then at 2:10, Julie, Bowling for Soup will be back up here. And
what do you know about them?
Not much.
Really?
Good promo. That will be at 2:10. Our old friends.
They're
it's been a long, long time.
Band.
I'm excited.
Long, long time since we've had them up in studio, but they're having a celebration next week, and we thought, well, we celebrate them, so let's celebrate their celebration.
Aren't they having an anniversary thing, too, like the ticket?
Holy hell.
That is the worst I've ever heard right there.
What did I do?
Whoa, that was incredible.
Why? What'd you say? I heard you say they had a celebration.
Maybe you shouldn't be watching your videos while you're having a conversation.
You're basically Norm at this point with his email.
What'd you say? I thought you said they're having
a
celebration.
What did you say? And then you'll know.
That was the worst thing ever.
Whoa.
I love it.
Now, and... Oh, still
so
going?
Anyway, best
tell
of
me
luck,
what
Luke.
I said.
I just want to say hi to George and Craig.
Hi, Bob. In Dan's defense, Bob didn't say it's also the 25th anniversary of Bowling for Soup or the 20th anniversary, whatever they're celebrating. He said they have a celebration of their own. So that was a slight defense, but at the same time, if Dan didn't know what Bob had just said, I don't think he was listening to the show.
But basically, Bob said they're having a celebration this week, and then Dan immediately said, aren't they having a celebration this week?
Basically, yeah. I guess he was maybe trying to figure out exactly what that was. It's their 25th or 20th or whatever. All right, just the beginning of it again.
And then at 2:10, Julie, Bowling for Soup will be back up here. And
what do you know about them?
Not much.
Really?
Good promo. That would be at 2:10. Our old friends.
They're
it's
a
been
legendary
a long,
local
long time.
Band.
I'm excited.
Long, long time since we've had them up in studio, but they're having a celebration next week, and we thought, well, we celebrate them, so let's celebrate their celebration.
Aren't they having an anniversary thing, too, like the ticket?
Holy...
Okay, he said anniversary,
that
not celebration.
That is the worst I've ever heard right there.
I guess it's a little bit different. Dan tried to defend himself 5 minutes after that, and it went back and forth, and... Yeah, they got pretty hostile towards one another. The entire crew on Bad Radio put it on Dan, though, so we'll put it on Dan.
Did Bob mention anniversary at all, like in the previous 5 minutes?
I don't think so.
Because I think that would change how I would view this.
Yeah, I don't think he did. No, I think that was his first reference to Bowling for Soup. So there is Dan as candidate number one. Here is a weird moment on the T-Box. Granted, there's a lot of weird moments on the T-Box. Normally, we put it all on Craig Rosengarten. And I think he's got his buddy Rick Arnett on high alert. I think we're going to have to put this one on Rick because he insists that this phrase that Rosengarten uses gets dumped. It's really not necessary to dump it. And it's almost as if Rick really wasn't listening closely to what Craig was saying. Anyway... Here's their confusing moment on the T-Box.
Funny, and I would spin it to Harold Varner saying, look, you're there now.
What?
Yeah. When's last time you were
there? Wait,
start
stop
that
it.
Over.
Was any of that English?
No, I couldn't. It was
what? God almighty.
fun. And I would spin it to Harold Varner saying, look, you know, yeah, one last time you're in the final group. And by
and
the
way, he did say that,
final,
by the way.
Final group in a major. You've been there. Yeah, you know. You screwed the pooch, but it doesn't matter. You've been there, so next say time, that. Let's see. What?
Nothing.
What'd I say?
You just said it. You don't know what you say.
Well, I don't know what I said wrong.
I don't know. Not want to get that, Sam.
I think you can say that.
Can you? Okay. All right. I think.
I hope so.
What?
I hope so.
I guess we'll find out.
It was the S the pooch.
Well, if it's anything that's wrong, it would have been the pooch, right? And you just said S the pooch?
Okay, let's move on. So at the
a common thing.
At the PGA.
It's a common thing. See, I told you it's a common weird moment.
That's not an offensive thing to say. I think people use that phrase all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Craig is in the right here, and Craig is right. It's a common thing to say. Has Rick never heard that?
I guess not. That's why we put it on Rick. I told you it was a weird moment, though.
That is a weird moment.
Especially how it begins with Harold Varner. He says it so fast you can't.
With a guy who can't speak English, you would think it was going to be on him.
All right, one more time.
Funny, and I would spin it to Harold Varner saying, look, you're there now.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were in the final group? And by
and
the
he
way,
did say that,
final,
by the way.
Final group in a major. You've been there. Yeah, you know. You screwed the pooch, but it doesn't matter. You've been there, so next time, let's see. What?
Nothing.
What'd I say?
You just said it. You don't know what you say.
Well, I don't know what I said wrong.
I don't know. Might want to get that, Sam.
I think you can say that.
Can you? Okay. All right. I think.
I hope so.
What?
I hope so.
I guess we'll find out.
It was the S the pooch.
Well, if it's anything that's wrong, it would have been the pooch, right? And you just said S the pooch?
Okay, let's move on.
They're my favorite comedy team. They really are.
Rick and Craig.
Horrible at radio.
And I can see, like, in 25 years, Jimmy Kimmel's going to bring them out on stage, and it's going to be like when Carson brought out Lewis and Martin, and the place goes crazy.
One of them will wet their pants. They're laughing so hard as they're on with Jimmy.
I love those guys.
Well, I do, too. And there is Rick Arnett up for an e-break, not Craig Rosengarten. Candidate number three says this guy works on the morning show for the ticket. It's Joyce Durnham.
Let's find out who that is.
Yeah, I know her.
The the story had the last name Donahue, so this Joyce Durnham guy thought he would dust off his Phil Donahue impersonation. For those who don't know who he is, he did a talk show like 20, 25 years ago. An outdated reference, not a very good impersonation, and it caused a stop down.
If this guy gets his contract renewed, which it looks like they just did, right? He's being considered for a 5-year extension on his employment contract, named Sean Donahoe. Donahue, probably listening right now. His agreement lapsed last year, and he's working on an automatic year-by-year renewal. So it's like a rollover deal.
Some people say we need a new Terminal 2E.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it did sound like Seinfeld. I was trying to do my Phil Donahue. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were doing Seinfeld.
And I was like, what the hell
Seinfeld? Did I miss Seinfeld's name in this story somehow?
No. It's been a while since I've tried my Phil Donahue. kind of outdated, I guess. The show has been off for 20 years now.
Yeah, I was about to say.
All right.
So if his contract renewed,
I'd like to apologize.
And then Kramer went back to the same restaurant and told them I was coming in.
Then she had man hands and puppy shirt.
Like Seinfeld. I'm sorry. I used to have a decent Phil Donahue. I think it was. At least
did you?
You could kind of recognize it. Yeah.
You're sure of that?
Yeah. No, I'm not sure of that now. Not after that. So those are your three candidates: Dan, Rick, or Joyce. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, it's Garrett from the Cube, and I'll see you on the corner. Give me George. Yeah, I'll take you, George. We'll see you.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning.
I'd morning.
Like to vote Dan.
Okay, right there, folks. That's how you vote. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yes, hi. I would like to vote for George, and I...
and hello.
love you madly, Giorgio, despite how terrible that impersonation was.
Thank you. Thank you for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Uh-oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, newsers. It's the P1, Cassidy.
Yay.
Hi, Cassidy.
Hey, Cassidy.
I like to vote for George, and tomorrow's my birthday. I'm turning 12.
Oh, wow. How sweet.
Mark
that. Chair. What are you going to do for your birthday? You got any big plans? Cassidy?
Cassidy?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of plans, actually.
Okay.
Could you share some of them with us?
You don't have to detail them, I don't guess.
Cassidy?
My cousin is going to take me to Urban Air, and we're gonna go eat at Denny's.
Oh, that's fun.
Sounds like a pretty sweet birthday to me.
Urban Air's fun.
You bet.
So you're going to eat at Denny's?
Yeah, and go for a little moons over Miami.
There you go. Now we're talking.
I can't tell you how many birthday meals I've had at Denny's.
You bet. Happy birthday, Cassidy.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Who'd she vote for?
Me.
Oh.
Very politely.
That's Christmas, by the way.
It is.
Merry Christmas,
or
Cassidy.
Birthday, either way. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, George, you believe in the Mean Green?
You bet.
Well, I don't. I'm going to come up there and kick your ass.
Yes!
Okay, yes! Come on up. Come on up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Rick Arnett.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Shout out to Jer and Vaginal Slice Born.
I love you.
Oh, no, you don't either. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
What's the deal with George Dunham?
I don't know. We can't figure it out. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, let's S right in the P.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Rosen. Yeah. Well, Rick or Nat vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hi, musers.
Hey, triple fake tiger.
Die.
Hey, I think you guys really screwed the pooch on Bowling for Soup celebration on the Phil Donahue show.
Well, who you vote for?
George.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner now. I have won another e-break.
If this guy gets his contract renewed, which it looks like they just did, right? He's being considered for a 5-year extension on his employment contract, named Sean Donahue, probably listening right now. His agreement lapsed last year, and he's working on an automatic year-by-year renewal. So it's like a rollover deal.
Some people say we need a new Terminal 2E.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it did sound like Seinfeld. I was trying to do my Phil Donahue. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were doing Seinfeld. And I was thinking about Seinfeld. Did I miss Seinfeld's name in this story somehow?
No. It's been a while since I've tried my Phil Donahue. kind of outdated, I guess. The show has been off for 20 years.
Yeah, I was about to say. Right. So if his contract renewed.
All right, then. He's still with us, isn't he, Phil?
Who?
I think so.
When was the last time we saw him? A long time since I've seen Phil Donahue.
Married to Marlo Thomas, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That girl.
And
he is still alive. He's 83.
Okay.
Marlo Thomas, a daughter of Danny Thomas, who
That's
had
right.
a particular fetish from what we hear.
Danny what did or hear? Marlo did?
We've
Danny
never heard
did.
That.
Marlo's still alive.
Danny's not.
And they're still married.
You never heard what his fetish was?
Fetish Diddy Men.
You ever hear what it was? The same as Chuck Berry's thing.
All right, we don't need to talk about that.
Glass top coffee tables.
Table thing?
Don't talk about that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
How
Check
many wins
out.
Is that for me, Fernando?
That is your 84th win. You're 22 behind Norman Bedpan Hitzkus.
Okay. Come on. Doesn't like that to be publicized.
Take it easy on Norm there.